Yes, sir. Let me dig into your brain. Folks falling like rain. Property got me selling things. Guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is rolled up, no gangs be throwed up. Jane is rolled up, no gangs be throwed up.
But still, there's only so much time left in this crazy world.
Hey, what's up? Hi, I'm riding solo right now. I told you all I had to head out of town before. If I didn't say, taking care of some business and getting ready for harvest, so had to come up here. None of your business, and check out, you know, my grow. So I'm in the grow room right now, man. It's peaceful. Like, I'm gonna be honest with you, and other growers can tell, you know, as when I'm in there, like, I put on that Grover Washington Jr. Me personally, that's why I like, you know what I'm saying? But the girls love it too, man, because I put it on, you know, and the fans is hitting it and it's swinging to the beat, and I'm like, man, that's, you know, I'm tripping, right? Nah, so I'll put something else on, right? And I let the fans hit it. Doesn't sway just as much. It likes a lot of the 70s jazz, you know. I try to put it on today's hip-hop. Let me stay off of that. It's just certain music. It just flows a little bit better, too. You know? It bangs out a little bit better, too. So, you know, you know, some of y'all tell me, when you're in your grow room and you're playing music, do you ever just notice the girls just kind of, they just, like, they dancing? I don't know, but, you know, because if you think about it, with the music, you know, coming from the soul, coming from a creative place, you know, the vibrations and earth, and it's something to that. I don't really know the science behind it. I bet you, I'm quite sure it's something tied up in that, man. You know what I'm saying? When you start dealing with the plants and the beat of the drums and just all of that, you know, it's got to be. So it's a, you know, it's a little quiet time before I missed them down and, you know, just kind of check, you know, just daily routines that you do with your plants, man. And, you know, just kind of look and see whatnot, what's going on. Stay in preventive mode constantly, like, okay, what did I do here, what did I do there? And I'm doing a little bit better on documenting and logging. I was like, I ain't got time to be doing that, but now I really do a lot of times, like, okay, I use this. I just switched over to, like, it's slowly going to advanced nutrients. Slowly kind of seeing some of that stuff. You know, Big Mike talk big shit about, you know what I'm saying, by this product. You know, so I was like, okay, I'll try it out, the Rhino Silica. You know, so I was needing to get some of that. So I'm trying it out. Nectar of the Gods. Oh, if anybody know them dudes, like, the line is cool. No more organic. I wanted to check it out. Custom service is kind of shitty. It's a little bit kind of shitty on the real, you know. But, you know, they got a product just here to sell it. And, you know, I'm not buying them to be friendly. So, I care less about what they do. I guess as you get older, you do look at customer service a little bit. You know, before you're young, I don't, you know, you're being rude. Don't bother me, you know. Shit, here's my money. Just give me my shit. Let's go. You know, boom, boom. It's transaction. But I guess as you get older, you know, like, a nice smile. Hello, how you doing? You know. You know. And then that goes a long way. Just especially in the business of a lot of times when you're going into, you know, I guess, hydroponic store or whatnot. You know, a lot of times I know what I want, boom, I go in there and get it. And sometimes, you know, if the dude strikes up a conversation, hey, have you ever tried this or this or this? We get into a conversation. He's digging mine. head for a little information. I'm digging his, or, you know, and I honestly, because, you know, a lot of times a lot of growers get in a piss contest, you know, see who knows the more knowledge. If I don't know anything, if something about something, I say, nah, I don't know that, man, you know, hit me to what you're talking about, you know, and, you know, just simple as that, you know. I'm not here to, you know, say, well, I know the most, not a lot of time, man, like, if you go on those forums, you might pose a question, you might say, hey, I'm doing a deep water culture, I'm using, let's say, they say I'm using, I don't know, man, you know, they might say I'm using such and such newts, and I'm only using one air stone, and I'm letting them rest for at least 2 minutes every hour, cutting off the air, giving them a little break. People, ah, that's dumb. Why would you do that? Hey, man, listen. It's just like, there's so many different strands out there, and there's so many different methods. That's what works for that man, don't you? Or that lady? That's none of your business. As a matter of fact, it's cool to share, but then, you know, some of them is just, I don't really freak them. I don't even go to them a lot. I don't get off into that, you know. You telling me what you don't like, and I don't give a fuck what you don't like. Who care the fuck what you like? You know what I'm saying? You ain't doing shit for me. You ain't doing nothing for me. So that's why I'm not really big, you know, with the whole, you know, rate me. Man, I'm totally anti. Don't judge me. I don't even go to iTunes. Just, you don't like it, turn it the fuck off. That's it. I mean, I'm not trying to be rude, but I'm saying, you gonna spend your time and your but I guess I'm torn, because I do look at the reviews on Amazon and shit. I'm like, what the fuck would they say? You know what I'm saying? So I guess reviews is good. So if I suck, but my thing is, if I do suck, I'd rather you email me and say, hey, man, pull my coat to say, bro, your levels or your, and which I'm, listen, they, you know, this is something we started doing, you know, out of just the love of it, and just want to get more awareness, you know, just out about the, just, man, just, I'm just so sick and tired of, a lot of people, you know, yeah, you know my pet peeve. I hate the disrespectful names of a lot of the weed. But you know what? If I can't judge that. You know what I'm saying? That would be hypocritical of me. I was like, I don't like it. But if I have bred that seed, you know what I'm saying? Then I can call it whatever I want to. Like, it could be a cross with, you know, Blue Dream and, I don't know, shit, Tangeray Haze. All right, but shit, you can call it whatever the fuck you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? So it's your seeds, it's whatever, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just hoping, man, like these, that Black Mufasa seeds just come out real lovely. Had one female grower up here in the Northwest. I gave a couple of them. I wanted to get in contact with me. She hard to reach, boy. She up there in the mountains. So, man, I'm gonna tell you something. If you haven't, please, you know, you wanna take a vacation here, there. It's cool. The world, you know, the Caribbean and Florida. But man, take some time. Come to Portland, Oregon. It slept on. For real, for real. Like, if you come, you gotta see the gorge. You gotta see the god. See, I don't, man, listen, shit is just beautiful. Shit is just smiling. It's like, what? Like, it's cold. You know, you love to see it, man. The waterfalls, and you right by the coast of, you know, Pacific. It's cool, man. It really is, man. It's off the chain, man. They got this jazz station up here, man. I'm a big jazz, you know what I'm saying? I'm a big music person. So they got a nice little thing, man. Jazz. So that's what's up. Yeah, so if you get a chance, man, Seattle's not bad too. I can't sleep on Washington. Washington is cool. Man, y'all need to do something though. For real, for real. But it's a lot of that meth and them pills and the heroin. Man, damn. Y'all, man, all this good weed here and you don't fuck with that shit. Sad, man. It's fucked up. But what's so fucked up about it? Let me not even get that, man. Let me just pray for those people, man. It's any out there that's fighting with addiction, that's got addiction in your family. I got people that's addicted in my family, and it affects everybody. So my prayers out to you. You know, we can sit up here and point the finger at the system, the government, and whatnot. You know, who put it in the neighborhood, who took it out the neighborhood, all that stuff. You know, we could do that all day long, but you know what? Say, man, this is the power of prayer. I believe in it. You know what I'm saying? Whether you're religious or not, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You talk to the Most High, man. You put faith in that, and, you know. Because everybody needs family. I don't care what, you know what I'm saying? And I hope, you know what I'm saying, make a family from this podcast, man. Meet great people, other growers, other people that, you know, love to just be about just, you know, spreading the word. You know, just about growing, about planting, about just, you know, staying a little, you know, making your own food. It's all that shit, man, you know. So, you know, just like-minded people, you know. So, shit, I ain't gonna keep this one long, man. I said I'm in the grow. Just gonna, before it get dark, mist them down a little bit, you know. Kind of look at the dirt, kind of just see what's going on. And shit, call it night for them, you know. Make sure no light's coming in. Check the humidity and, you know, whatnot. Just, you know, check it about the fourth time I checked it and shit. Really ain't shit to do, but it's just something to just keep me busy. Just do it. Just sitting here chilling. Anyway, you know. So. Alright, man. I'm going to go ahead and shit, round it on off. I can't think of really nothing else, man, other than yo, hit the website, Herbox. That's HERBBOXX.com. We shall be having a lot of things. Like I said, man, email me if you're a glass blower. I've been trying to talk to a couple of them, you know, trying to see if we can work out some wholesale, trying to see, you know. It's not so much the product of, it's a lot of people have some good work. Not to, you know, we're going to be going in business together, man. I got to be able to rock with you. You know, I could take somebody with not as, just less talent, but their personality is top. What they stand for is top. Then somebody who has good talent, good product, shitty personality, and don't stand for too much of shit. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like it's just gonna bite me, you know, in the long run. Because if we don't stand for the same thing, and if we not on the same page, somebody gonna get hurt. You know what I'm saying? Somebody gonna get hurt. Let's just say that. Somebody gonna get hurt. Man, I'm not into that. Let's just keep it positive so I can avoid all that. And, you know, by just saying, nah, let me go with my gut. You know what I mean? Go with my gut, and then, you know, it got me this far, right? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and if I fail on, if, you know, if I go with my gut, and I might be wrong about something. I ain't gonna give up on my, that's like giving up on myself. I ain't gonna listen to myself no more. You know what I mean? Sometimes it go that way. Good and bad. But, I don't know. So, so right now, trying to get an episode, man, on insects. Trying to get something like that going. Yeah, see what I can do with that. that would be damn good to get, because that way, you know, that's can be your biggest problem when you're doing organic. It's bugs, you know, you're gonna have them. It's just ain't no way around. Like, we gotta live together, but I can give you a plant to go eat off of and leave my shit alone up here, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I was telling you guys, like, yo, sometimes that's the best. Like, I put a sweet pea, you know, snap pea, something that I know they want something sweet over there, go their ass over there, leave my shit over here alone. But that's what that silica, man, is really good. As long as you just keep that plant nice and healthy, that when the bugs do come, the plant is so nice and healthy that it's not really, you know, not even tripping on that shit. Because it's got to be there. I mean, insect crash, which is a beetle boo-boo, you know what I'm saying? If y'all haven't tried it, man, and I've tried it on my peppers and stuff, it's nice, 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 nice. You know what I mean? So, it's another one, man, you want to get at. Man, it's many a thing, you know, some people might shit on that. Like I was saying, I stay away from, I mean, it's, you know, I heard it from another grower, you know what I mean? And I kind of, let me check it out, you know, check it out. Sorry. So, that's what's up. But anyway, shit, man, I keep saying I'm gonna go. I guess I'm gonna turn in early. And like I said, man, shit, y'all stay up, you know? Life one big road with a whole bunch of signs. And if your ass is illiterate, I hope you got somebody riding with you. That's fucked up to say, I know. All right, man, I'm out, though. Peace.